ओम श्री साई राम। विथ ह्यूमिलिटी, रेवरेंस एंड डीप डिवोशन आई ऑफर माय हम्बल प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ भगवान। ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स, टुमारो विल मार्क ए वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट डे इन द कैलेंडर्स ऑफ द यंग वटूस who would be initiated with Brahmopadesham tomorrow. It is important for us, all of us, to understand the spiritual significance of this event. For this, we have amidst us today Professor Ranganath, a scholar in Sanskrit par excellence. He secured first rank in MA Sanskrit from Bangalore University and was awarded D.Litt from Himachal Pradesh University. He studied Rig Veda traditionally for 8 years. He was conferred the title Veda Bhushana by Veda Dharma Paripalana Sabha and the title Veda Shri by the World Association of Vedic Studies, United States of America. The American Biographical Institute, USA, honored him with the Man of the Year in 1996. Sri Ranganath has written 50 books and 100 research papers to his credit. Presently, Sri Ranganath is the director of RV Institute of Sanskrit Studies, Bangalore. Above all, Sri Ranganath is an ardent devotee of Bhagwan, and it was in the year 2008 that Sri Ranganath had a unique opportunity to give a talk on the Ramayana in the very physical presence of Bhagwan in this very same hall. Recently, Sri Ranganath shared his thoughts on Indian culture and spirituality during the summer course held at Vrindavan in April this year. Today, he will address us on the importance and inner significance of Upanayanam and Gayatri Mantram. After the talk of Professor Ranganath, we will have the bliss of hearing an audio clip of Bhagwan on the significance of chanting Gayatri, which Bhagwan delivered at Vrindavan in the year 2000, February 2000. We will also hear the audio clip after Professor Ranganath's speech. May I now invite Professor Ranganath to give his talk. Professor Ranganath.
சபாஜை நமஹ. ஈஸ்வராம்பாம் சுதம் சத்யம் நித்யமங்கலகாரிணம் வெங்காவதூத சம்ப்ரீதம் வந்தே சாயி ஜகத்குரும் துளசிதல சங்காஷம் யோகி மானச பூஜிதம் சர்வ மாணவ சந்தேஷம் வந்தே சாயி ஜகத்குரும் ஹரிநீல ஜட்டாஜூட்டம் பூர்ணச்சந்திர நிபானனம் பக்தலோக சிதாபாசம் வந்தே சாயி ஜகத்குரும் ஆர்த்தத்ராண வ்ரதாதாரம் வியோமகேஷ விராஜிதம் யசச்சந்திர பிரபா வியோமம் வந்தே சாயி ஜகத்குரும் ரத்னாகர சமுத்பூதம் காஷாயாம்பர தாரிணம் முனி மானச சஞ்சாரம் வந்தே சாயி ஜகத்குரும் பிரேமாமிருத பயோராஷிம் விஸ்வ கல்யாண காரிணம் சாந்தி சத்யம் சமாஹாரம் வந்தே சாயி ஜகத்குரும் பிரசாந்தி நிலையாவாசம் பாலபாஸ்கர சந்நிபம் ஆஷ்ரித ஜன மந்தாரம் வந்தே சாயி ஜகத்குரும் விஸ்வ வித்யாலய வியாப்தம் நிகமாகம சேவிதம் சத்யம் சிவஞ்ச சௌந்தர்யம் வந்தே சாயி ஜகத்குரும். ஹேவிங் ஆஃபர்ட் மை ப்ரஃபாண்ட் பிரணாம்ஸ் at the lotus feet of Bhagavan, and having offer my profound respects to the organizers. With the permission of Bhagavan, I want to share some of my thoughts on inner significance of Upanayanam and Gayatri Mantram. Let me commence with Bhagavan's own statement. The ceremony of Brahmopadesham is Upanayanam, which means taking near, taking the young aspirant near Brahman. That is to say, introducing him to Brahma Jignasa, desire to know Brahman, the path of Brahman. It is one of the samskaras, namely purificatory acts, which reconstruct the personality, reform the mind, purify it, and rebuild it. It makes the person receiving it a dvija, a twice born. The boy is born first into the world, now he is born into the sadhaka world. He becomes a brahmachari, a person who walks towards Brahman. So, it's a very significant day in the lives of the people, a day they must long remember with joy and thankfulness. It's the day when their hearts were turned towards God, and they should try not to run away from God hereafter. That is a great responsibility indeed. The initiation was done by Upadesham, by a guru. Please note, the word guru can never be translated into any other language. Guru is not a teacher, guru is not a mentor, guru is not a preceptor, but guru is guru himself. There are two letters, gu and ru. Gu means ignorance, ru means remover. One who removes the inner ignorance in the form of darkness and gives the light in the form of knowledge is a guru. Agnanatimirandasya gnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. The highest kind of guru is one who takes you to that level spiritually. And hence, Shankara Bhagavat Padacharya in the very first verse of Shatashloki says, Drushtanto naiva drushtaha, tribhuvana jatare sadgurur jnanadatuhu, sviyam samyam vidatte yaha sa guru rithya vidiyate. You cannot compare guru with anybody else. Can you compare the sky? How is the sky? Sky is like the sky. How is ocean? Ocean is like an ocean. How was the war between Rama and Ravana? It was like the war between Rama and Ravana. So also, how is guru? Guru is like a guru, that's all. You can never draw any parallel to guru because he is unparalleled in our tradition. And hence, it is with great reverence that we take the term guru. And traditionally, guru is also called Deshika in our tradition. There are three letters, please remember. De, she and ka. Devata rupadha ritva shishya nugraha karanat karunya mritapurtitva deshika katita priye. De means devata rupadharitva. God himself descends down. Why? Shishya anugraha karanat. To do anugraha to shishya. To bless the shishya. How? Karunya mritapurtitva. Out of mercy, out of compassion. That's why love all, hate none. So, we should love every human being on earth. And hence, that love, that compassion, that kind of mercy, which a guru dawns upon a preceptor, which dawns upon a student, uplifts him to his level spiritually. And hence, this mercy has no comparison, and which has been reproduced by Shakespeare also in Merchant of Venice, Act 2, Scene 3, line 42 to line 56, which is as follows. The quality of mercy is not strained, it drops as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It's twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes, its mightiest in the mightiest. It becomes the throne monarch better than his crown. His scepter shows the force of temporal power, the attribute to awe and majesty. Wherein there sit the dread and fear of kings, but mercy is above the scepter's way. It's enthroned in the hearts of kings. It's an attribute to God himself. An earthly power that then show like as gods when mercy seasons justice. Therefore, that is the kind of mercy which the preceptor dawns upon the pupil to lift him to that level spiritually. Please note that. And when he does that, you know how exactly you cannot offer in any way your kind of gratitude to Guru, as Kabir Das would have it, Achedana Pachedaye, Jab Chidiya Chugaye Ket, Tab Pachitaye Kya Hovat Hai, Sabdharati Kagada Karu, Lekana Sababana Roy, Sapta Samandara Masikaru, Guru Gunu Guhana Jai. You cannot know the greatness of Guru even if you try to write down the greatness of Guru with the help of making the waters of all the seven oceans as ink and making use of the entire earth as paper. You will not be in a position to know the exact qualifications of Guru, because Guru after all is, according to Bhagavan, gunatitaha rupavarjitaha. He is gunatitaha. He is beyond all the three qualities. Traigunya vishaya veda nistraigunyo bhavarjuna, says Krishna in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, which is a universal statement which holds good for all times to come. Therefore, gunatitaha, sattva, rajas and tamas, these are the three gunas. And the real guru will be, would have transcended all the three gunas. And rupa varjitaha, he can take any rupa of his form. Therefore, no ordinary mind will be ever in a position to know what exactly is the nature of this particular guru. So, a student after Upanayanam is led to a guru for getting imparted the knowledge pertaining to our scriptures, which have been handed down from generation to generation through oral tradition without even a single change of udatta and anudatta. As we have just now listened to the beautiful Rudra and Chamakam, which have been sung in one unitary voice, which echoed through the entire atmosphere to create that kind of ambience from which everybody will be drawn towards that and merge into it. And that's exactly what we know as Brahmavid Brahmaiva Bhavati. One who knows Brahman becomes Brahman, because knowing and becoming and being are only at the peripheral level, and in the ultimate analysis, you are that. To know that, we know that the day on which you have been initiated into samskara, your second birth has begun. The first birth is a physical birth, the second birth is a spiritual birth, and from second birth onwards, you'll be called as dvija. Dvidha jayate iti dvijaha. And from that day onwards, your Vedadhyayana will start under the feet of Guru. And Vedas are four in number. Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda and Atharvaveda. Again, Yajurveda has been divided into Shukla Yajurveda and Krishna Yajurveda. Remember, Rigveda is the first written record available to us in world literature. 1028 hymns, 10,552 mantras, 8 ashtakas, 10 mandalas, 52 hours of non-stop chanting, right from Agnimele Purohitam till Sangachadvam Samvadadvam. It takes you 52 hours to chant once Rigveda. And that is how, if you want to call yourself as Ruk Shakala Shakadhyayi, you see, you are supposed to chant Pravara. After your sanya, during the time of your sanya, Tirusagara Paryantam, Gobrahmane Bhya Shubambhautu, Kashapavatsara, Naidrava, Trayarshaya, Parvaranvita, Kashapsa Gotraha, Ashvalayana Sutraha, Ruk, Shakala Shakadhyayi, Ranganatha Sharma, Ahambo, Avivadaya. If I say that, Shakala Shaka should be here and not here. You should learn it by rote. And the very first mantra is Agni mantra. You know, Agni Sukta is the very first Sukta. And everything is pervaded with Agni. Agni mele purohitam yajnasya devam rukvijam hotaram ratnadhatamam agne purve virushi viridhyo nutanairuta sadevam bhehavakshati agni narayamashna vatkosham eva dive dive yasasam bhiravattamam agneyam yajnamadvaram vishvatapparibhurasi sayid devesha gachati agnir hota kavikrato satyasti Chitrashravastamah Devo Deve Viragamat Yadangadashushe Tvamagne Bhadrankarishyasi Tavetat Satyamangirah Upatvagne Dive Dive Dosha Vastardhiyavayam Namo Bharantayemasi Rajantamadvaranam Gopamrutasya Didivim Vardhamanam Svedame Sanapite Vasunavegne Supayanobhava Sachasvana Svastaye. This is the first sukta of Rigveda. If I chant 1028 suktas, it will be 52 hours non-stop. from one end to the other end, which I dare not do in this present context. So the second one is Yajurveda. You know, Yajurveda is further divided into Shukla Yajurveda and Krishna Yajurveda. And the popular mantra which we chant whenever some sannyasin enters is Nakarmana na prajayadhane natyage naike amritatvamanashuho parenana kamnihitanguhayam vibradade tadyatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sannyasa yoga jatayashuddha sattva te brahmaloke tupara antakale paramritat parimuchyanti sarve dakhram vipapam parameshvabhutam yatpundarikam puramadhyasaggastam tatrapi dakram gaganam vishokastasmin yadantastadupasitavyam yo vedado swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya yaparasa maheshwaraha. The third one is Samaveda. Saman is supposed to be the most musical of all the Vedas. That's why Krishna in Bhagavad Gita categorically states Vedanam Samavedosmi. I am the Saman among all the Vedas. Yetat samaga yannaste ha vuha vuha vu ahamannam 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 ahamannado ahamannado ahamannada. It goes like that. And the fourth one is Atharva Veda. Till very recently, people had misconception about Atharva Veda to say that it has got only to do with black magic. And we know Atharva Veda is the basis for Ayurveda. Bhadram karneya vishrunyama deva bhadram pashyema kshavaryajatra sthirairangai istushtuvagam sastanubihi vyashema devahitam yadayuhu swastina indra vruddhashrava swastina pusha vishvaveda swastina starksho arishtanemihi swastino bruhaspatir dadhatu. In this background, we should know what are the duties of a brahmachari? Because tomorrow you are going to be initiated. What you are supposed to do after you are initiated properly? The first thing is, the brahmachari should take an oath that he will have firm faith in God. The most important thing is the faith. Shraddhahi paramagatihi. Yo yashraddha sayevahi saha. Shraddhavan labate jnanam. These are the three statements in Bhagavad Gita which give you the importance of Shraddha. Dr. S. Radhakrishnan, former president, statesman and scholar of India, the first person to get the chair of professor of Indian philosophy at Oxford, in one of his lectures as well as his work, History of Indian Philosophy, volume 2, page 442, paragraph 3, line 2 says, it's the faith in the doctor which cures the patient more than the actual medicine which he prescribes. It's the faith in the doctor which matters, not the kind of medicine which he prescribes. You should have that kind of faith. And Vivek Chudamani Shankaracharya says, Shastrasya Guru Vakyasya Satya Buddhya Vadharana Sashraddha Katita Sadbihi Yaya Vastu Upalabhyate. In the scriptures and in Guru, if you have got indomitable faith, then that will take care of everything. Faith can move mountains, Gandhiji said. Therefore, what not faith can do? You should have that kind of firm faith in whatever you do. Therefore, do everything with faith. Faith stands, suppose if somebody ridicules the ignorant, the cavilling by the world, the laughter of the low-minded, when someone ridicules, you should argue like this within yourself. Is he ridiculing my body? Well, he is doing that what I myself would wish to do. For I too want to escape out of this attachment to the body. Is he ridiculing your Atman? Well, he is doing the impossible. For Atman is beyond the reach of words and thought. Yatovacho nivartante apra apyamanasa saha. Taittiriya Upanishad says, Shrotrasya shrotram manaso mano yadvacho havacham savapranasya pranaha. Chakshusas chakshu atimuchyadira pretyasma loka damrta bhavanti. Natatra chakshur gacchati navag gacchati novanaha. Navidmana vijani mo yataitadan shishyad. Anyadeva tadvidita dato avidita dadi. Itishushrama dhiranam genastadvyacha chakshire. Yadvachan abhiditam genavag abhyudyate. Tadeva brahma. Matvam vidhi nedam yidam upasate yan manasana manute yena hurmanomatam tadeva brahmatvam vidhi nedam yidam upasate. Keno Upanishad states, therefore that which is beyond words and that which you cannot recollect through your mind, therefore please think that there is something which is beyond rationality. There is something which is beyond mind. Therefore we are supposed to go to mindless state or no mind state, which is pristine pure state, according to Gaudapada Acharya, the famous commentary which he has written on Mandukya Upanishad, which though being the shortest of the Upanishad with 12 mantras, has got the profoundest teaching along with the Mahavakya, which is embedded in this particular mantra. And therefore, we should have that kind of level, which is a levelless level. To quote Aurobindo in Future Poetry, he says, when individual consciousness merges with universal consciousness, what remains is only consciousness, which one should not even be conscious of. That's the level to which one is supposed to go. So, at that particular level, what can you think? There is nothing to think. There is only to experience. If somebody offers you as a sweet in the form of prasadam, can you explain how the sweet is? Until and unless you taste it, you should come to your experience and not talked about. Therefore, philosophy is meant only to experience and not to be talked about. That's why Radhakrishnan said, India has no dearth of philosophers, but hardly we find practitioners. Who is going to practice? Everybody is a preacher. In advising others, everybody is a great scholar. But in following that, nobody. Paropadesha samaye sarvepicha panditaha. Swayam acharana samaye munayopi apanditaha. Therefore, what is required is putting into practice. That's why he called acharya. Achinoti shastrarthan acharestapa yatyapi swayam acharate yastu satu acharya iti shrutaha. Some would be well read, but they don't have the art of communication. Some have got excellent art of communication, but they don't have knowledge at all. What to communicate? And some have both, but they don't have practice. Therefore, all these three, when it combines in a proper proportion, it is called as acharya. The second point which every brahmachari should make note is, do not worry about ups and downs, loss or gain, joy or grief. As Krishna puts it in Bhagavad Gita, sukadukke same krutva labha labho jaya jayo. It comes and it goes. Why do you bother for that? Once you cling to it, you become unhappy. Because mind is the root cause for your bondage. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayoh, as Muktikopanishad puts it. Therefore, try to conquer your mind. Go to mindless state. That's why Sadashiva Brahmendra wrote 9 stanzas, Mano Niyamanam. How to control mind. Everybody says you control your mind. How to control mind? He has given 9 stanzas where he discusses the concept of controlling the mind. The third point is that reason out and get convinced of the truth, sarvam brahmamayam. Everything is Brahman. You are Brahman. I am Brahman. Then why I am not in a position to know that I am Brahman? Because ignorance in the form of darkness is covering that light in the form of knowledge which is within you. Take out that ignorance, veil of darkness, then what remains is only light. As 16th mantra of Ishavasya will have it. Hiranmayena patrena satyasyapi hitam mukam tatvam pushanna pavrunu satyadharmaya drishtaye. On top of which, Swami Ranganathananda, 1941, April 2nd, Moscow Lectures comments, until and unless the devil in us dies, the divine in us will not shine forth. Take out the devil, what remains is only divine. Therefore, Swami Vivekananda said, every man is potentially divine. It's for him to realize his inward potency. In keeping with what Shvetashvatara Upanishad says, Shunvanto sarve amrutasya putraha. Everybody is amrutaputra. Don't think that you are amrutaputra. To call oneself as a sinner is the greatest sin one is committing in one's life, Swami Rangapriya. Therefore, we have to go to that level to understand this particular problem. Then, what exactly we should ask for? God gives you whatever you pray for. Here, Bhagavan quotes one very important incident. Ask for the right things in your life. There was a man who had 4 wives. He happened to go to Bombay on some work connected with his business. From there, he wrote to all of them that he was prepared to bring home whatever each of them wanted. So, they all wrote to him, giving a list of things they wanted. The first wife asked for nice tonics for her health, rugs and woolen clothing to be of service whenever she fell ill. The second wife wanted some sales of the latest style, choli pieces, jewelry of the Bombay type, and such other sundry decorative stuff. The third asked him to select for some religious books, Gnaneshwari, Abhangs, Bhakti Vijaya, etc., available in Bombay bookshops, including pictures of Pandrinath, Bhavani and Sai Baba. The fourth wife had no list at all. She simply wrote, "If you return soon and safe, that is enough for me." She got nothing but his love. Therefore, what matters is love all, hate none. Therefore, whenever possible, wherever possible, to whomever, please extend your love. That is the real message. Then coming to Gayatri, you see, Gayatri is the most important mantra in our entire tradition. From the moment of assuming from the mother's womb, one is involved in action. This natural state is common to all and may be described as Shudratvam. After one receives Gayatri initiation, he is born again and becomes a Dvija, twice born. Gayatri is described as Chandasam Mata, the mother of all the Vedas. One meaning of Gayatri is that it's a mantra which protects or fosters the Gayas or Jivas. The most important thing here is that Gayatri occurs in almost all our scriptures. Aitareya Brahmana, belonging to Rig Veda, states Gayatri protects pranas. Gayan pranan tarayate yasya atma sa Gayatri. Yajnavalkya Smriti states Gayantam trayate yataha iti Gayatri. She protects one who sings her glory. Shankaracharya states, Supreme Being is eulogized as Gayatri. Giyate tatvam anaya iti Gayatri. Bhagavad Gita says, I am Gayatri among all the meters. Gayatri chandasam aham. Vyasa Smriti says, Gayatri is not different from Brahman. Na bhinnam pratipadyeta Gayatri brahmana saha. Gopata Brahmana says, Gayatri is supreme radiance. Bhargaha tejovai Gayatri. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad states, Gayatri is light of lights. Gayatri jyotisham jyotihi. Then, according to Mantra Shastra, Gayatri has origin in Kundalini Yoga. Kundalinyam samudbhuta Gayatri pranadharini. Vasishta Ganapati Muni says, Gayatri is the sum and substance of all Vedas. Nigamanam saraha Gayatri. Mahabharata Shanti Parva, 43rd chapter, 3rd verse of Vyasa says, He has no rebirth who chants the 4 names starting from the letter Ga. Gita Gangacha Gayatri Govindeti Hrudisthite Chaturgakara Sanyukte Punarjanma Navidyate. whoever chants the names of Gita, Ganga, Gayatri, along with Govinda, all the four starting from the letter Ga will have no rebirth. So they will get emancipation automatically. No mantra is as sacred as Gayatri, states Shankha Smriti. Gayatriya paramam nasti divicha ihacha pavanam. And while chanting Gayatri, you see, you have got 24 syllables. The inner meaning of Ramayana, which I presented in before Bhagavan 3 years ago, 24 letters of Gayatri is nothing but explanation of the entire Ramayana of 24,000 stanzas. Therefore, if you take that kind of stand, you see, entire Ramayana you can incorporate into Gayatri. And the very first letter in Gayatri mantra is Om. Om should be chanted in Pluta. Please remember, one matra kala is Hrasva, two matra kalas are Dirga, three matra kalas are Pluta. In Pluta you are supposed to chant Om by taking breath. Om. That much of time you have to take to chant Om once. That is called Pluta. Then the next question is, what are the occasions on which we can chant this Om? Why is it so sacred? Because Athato Brahma Jignasa, the first Brahma Sutra, based on that, Shankara has written commentary. On that, Ratna Prabhakara says, Omkarascha Tashabdascha Dvavetau Brahmanapura Kantam Bitva Viniryatau Tasman Mangalika Vubhau. Om is nothing but Brahman because that is the primordial syllable which has emerged. And if you observe Lord Ganapati, you can see symbolically the Om symbol there in Ganapati. Therefore, Ganana Antva Ganapatim Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Kavim Kavinam Non Rushik Kurute Kavyam Rushikila Darshanat. That is in our tradition. No Kavi can become unless he has got that darshanic sensibility. So, Rushi is a Kavi, Kavi is a Rushi. We take it as synonymous. In honoring someone, you can chant Om. While receiving something, you can chant Om. While maintaining silence, you can chant Om. While offering worship, you can chant Om. While giving charities, you can chant Om. While receiving charities, you can chant Om. All auspicious occasions, you can chant Om. Abhyudane, Abhyupagame, Tushnim Bhave, Samarchane, Dana, Pratigrahadocha, Omkare Picha Mangale, Mankha Kosha. There are different koshas in our tradition. Amara Kosha, Medhani Kosha, Ekakshara Kosha, Anekakshara Kosha, Vaijayanti Kosha. Like that, there is also Mankha Kosha. So in that Mankha Kosha, this particular statement comes. Om can be chanted in all those ways. You see, in Rigveda, you have got Omanam Shanyor Mamakaya Sunave. For the well-being to ward off sorrow, you have to chant Om. In Yajurveda, you have a mantra, Om Kratosmara, inspirer of good actions. In Samaveda, you have got Swastino Dadhatu, bringer of auspiciousness. In Atharva Veda, again you have got Rucho Akshare Paramevyoman, imperishable principle. So, the concept of Om occurs in all the four Vedas. And we have got a beautiful Anuvaka in Taittiriya Upanishad. Omiti Brahma, Omiti Dagam Sarvam, Omitye Tadanupati Hasmava, Apyoshravayetya Shravayanti, Omiti Samanigayanti, Ogam Shomiti Shastrayani Shagam Santi, Omityad Varyu Pratigaram Pratigrunati, Omiti Brahma Prasauti, so on and so forth. So entire Anuvaka is meant only for Om. Om is Brahman, Brahman is Om. If you reach that level, Purastad Brahma, Paschad Brahma, Dakshinatas Chottarena, Brahmai Vedam, Vishwamidam Varishtam. Mundaka Shruti comes into being. Everything is Brahman. That's why Sarvam Brahmayam. Brahmani Manasa Sancharare. Sadashiva Brahmendra's immortal composition. So he wanted to take music to the heights of philosophy in keeping with Shelley's statement, music beautifies philosophy and philosophy edifies music. That's the combination between music and philosophy, because mantra shastra and music have got very close relation. And people who know the mantra shastra secret, if you chant Sri Suktam 24 times, Inkara comes. Hiranyavarnam Harinim Suvarna Rajasradam Chandram Hiranmayim Lakshmim Jatavedo Mahavaha Tam Mahavaha Jatavedo Lakshmim Anapagaminim. Like this, 24 times Inkara comes. Thrice if you chant Sri Sukta, 24 into 3, 72. There are 72 Melakarta ragas in music. Therefore, the basis for music is Sri Sukta. If you take that mantra shastra dimension, to what level you can go? That is the level in which one has to think about all these things. And in Bhagavad Gita, you have a beautiful statement. Om Tat Sat Iti Nirdeshaha Brahmanaha Trivida Smritaha. Om Tat Sat. All the three are different appellations for the same Brahman. And what is Brahman? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. What is Satya? That which does not change in past, present and future is Satya. Yad Rupena Yannisitam Tatta Drupanna Vibicharati Satyam Trikala Abhadyatvam Satyatvam Kalatreve Abhadyamanatvat Yad Rupena Yannisitam Tatta Drupam Vibicharati Anrutam. This is Shankara Bhashya on Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma of Taittiriya Upanishad, based on which how world is only an appearance and not a reality. Shankara has given the example of a barren woman's son. Please underline. A barren woman's son, having taken bath in mirage water by wearing the sky flowers as the flowers and coming to wage a war with the help of the horns of the hare. How true is that statement? That exactly is the world. Mruga Trishnambasi Snataha Kapushpakrita Shekaraha Yeshavandhya Sutohyati Shashashrungadhanurdaraha. I am quoting Shankara Bhashya on Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. World is only an appearance and can never become reality. And hence, we have got Druk Drushya Viveka. What is Druk? Druk is Brahman, as Lalita Sahasranama would have it. Druk Shaktyai Namaha. So what is Druk? That is what we have to analyze in this concept. Om has got three letters, A, Wu and Ma. There are 43 interpretations for A, Wu and Ma. I don't take it up in this context because time won't permit me. And there are the ways in which you can talk about only Om, only A, only Wu or only Ma. And that is the dimension which it has got. Gayatri is the essential mantra which has to be chanted thrice. Morning, noon and evening. This will serve to reduce the efforts of the wrong acts and does every day. It is like buying goods for cash instead of getting them in credit. There is no accumulation of karmic debt, as each day's karma is atoned for that day itself by reciting the Gayatri mantra. The attitude of surrender will grow in us if we recite regularly this Gayatri mantra. Gayatri mantra, Bhurbhuvasvaha, should be chanted. And it has got, Gayatri has five faces. Is there anybody in the world with five faces? In the Ramayana, Ravana is said to have 10 heads. If really he had 10 heads, how would he be able to lie in his bed or move about? This is not the inner meaning of the description. He is said to be 10-headed because he was the master of 4 Vedas and 6 Vedangas. This is how Bhagavan interprets the inner meaning of Gayatri. And I hope you would see how exactly Bhagavan has interpreted in his own words about the significance of Gayatri. With these few words, I offer my profound gratitude and humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagavan. I submit and want to acknowledge my profound sense of gratitude for giving me this unique opportunity to visit Prashanthi Nilayam for the second time. Thank you very much.
Dear youngsters,
జీవితమునకు చాలా ప్రధానమైనటువంటి యొక్క సమయం ఇది.
This is the most auspicious, important moment of time in our life.
జీవితము నాలుగంతస్తుల మేడపైన జీవిస్తుంది.
Life is a mansion of four floors.
మొదటిది అది గాయత్రి.
The first floor is Gayatri.
అది ఏ బ్రహ్మచర్యము.
This is the state of celibacy.
రెండవది గృహస్థము.
The second floor is Grihastha, householder.
మూడవది వానప్రస్థము.
Third, Vanaprastha, recluse.
నాలుగవది సన్యాసము.
Fourth, Sanyasa, the renunciant.
కనుక జీవితమునకు ఈనాడు మీరు పునాది వేస్తున్నారు.
Today you are laying the foundation for the mansion of life.
ఈ పునాది ఎంత భద్రముగా ఎంత గట్టిగా ఉంటుందో ఇంకా మూడు అంతస్తులు కూడాను దీనికి తగినట్టుగా భద్రంగా ఉంటాయి.
If the foundation is so safe, secure and strong, the rest of the three floors would be safe.
మానవులకు కూడాను నాలుగు విధములైనటువంటి యొక్క జన్మలు ఉంటున్నాయి.
Man has four births.
మొదటిది తల్లి గర్భం నుండి జన్మించినప్పుడు సహజమైన శుద్ధ జన్మము.
ద ఫస్ట్ ఇస్ బోర్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద వూంబ్ ఆఫ్ ద మదర్ విచ్ ఇస్ నేచురల్ వన్, ఫిజికల్.
రెండవది గాయత్రి మంత్రోపదేశం చేత దిద్దుడవుతున్నాడు.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ రిసీవింగ్ దిస్ హోలీ గాయత్రి హీ టేక్ ద సెకండ్ లైఫ్.
మూడవది వేదాధ్యయనం చేత మూడవ జన్మం నొందుతున్నాడు.
బై గోయింగ్ త్రూ ద హోలీ స్క్రిప్చర్ వేద హీ గెట్స్ ఇన్ టు ద థర్డ్ లైఫ్.
బ్రహ్మతత్వాన్ని గుర్తించిన తర్వాత బ్రాహ్మణుడు అవుతున్నాడు.
ఆఫ్టర్ రియలైజింగ్ ద సుప్రీం బ్రహ్మన్ హీ బికమ్స్ బ్రాహ్మణ్.
కేవలం జన్మ బ్రాహ్మణుడు మాత్రమే కాదు, కర్మ బ్రాహ్మణుడు కూడా కావాలి.
నాట్ మేర్లీ బ్రాహ్మణ్ బై వర్చ్యూ ఆఫ్ బర్త్, బై వర్చ్యూ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ టూ.
మనము బ్రహ్మతత్వాన్ని గుర్తించిన తర్వాతనే బ్రాహ్మణాన్ని చెప్పడానికి ఒక అధికారం ఉంటుండాలి.
యూ కెన్ కాల్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మణ్ ఇఫ్ యూ రియలైజ్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్.
ఈ మూడింటికి కూడాను దివ్యమైనటువంటి భవ్యమైనటువంటి గాయత్రి నామమే ప్రధానమైనటువంటిది.
ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ స్టెప్స్ ద ప్రైమార్డియల్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఇస్ గాయత్రి విచ్ ఇస్ నోవెల్ అండ్ డివైన్.
గాయత్రి కూడాను సర్వదేవతా స్వరూపిణి.
గాయత్రి is multi-dimensional.
Sarva mantramuni yokka swarupini.
She is the very personification of different mantras.
Gayatri chandasa mata. Vedamulakantadiki talli vantidi.
Gayatri is the mother of Veda.
Itvanti gayatri mantramu smarinchin tarvata ee mantramulu kuda manamu smarinchanakkaraledu.
Once you recite, chant Gayatri, you don't have to recite any other mantra.
Gayatri ki moodu nepa perlu unnai.
Gayatri has three names.
Modatidi Gayatri.
The first one is Gayatri.
Rendavadi Savitri.
The second is Savitri.
Moodavadi Saraswati.
Third one is Saraswati.
Gayatri, Savitri, Saraswati.
Gayatri, Savitri, Saraswati.
Gayatri Chandasa Mata ani aa vedamulu yokka swarupini.
Gayatri is a very embodiment
Gayatri of Gayatri. Gayatri Gayatri మన యొక్క సెన్సెస్ కు మాస్టర్ అయినటువంటిది గాయత్రి.
గాయత్రి ఇస్ ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ సెన్సెస్.
ప్రాణమునకు అధిపతి అయినటువంటిది సావిత్రి.
సావిత్రి ఇస్ ద ప్రిసైడింగ్ డెయిటీ ఆఫ్ ది లైఫ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్.
కనుకనే మరణించిన భర్తను కూడాను సత్యవంతుని కూడాను ప్రార్థన చేత తిరిగి ప్రాణం తెప్పించుకున్నది.
బై వర్చ్యూ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ప్రేయర్, ఇంటర్సెన్ ప్రేయర్, షీ కుడ్ రిజరెక్ట్ హర్ హస్బెండ్.
కనుక గాయత్రి సావిత్రి, సావిత్రి అనగా లైఫ్ కు మాస్టర్.
సావిత్రి ఇస్ ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్.
ఇంకా సరస్వతి,
థర్డ్ వన్
సరస్వతి అనగా మన వాగ్దేవత స్వరూపిణి.
సరస్వతి ఇస్ ద ప్రిసైడింగ్ డెయిటీ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్యాకల్టీ ఆఫ్
ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క స్వరూపమే మానవ జీవితము.
హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ ద కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ త్రీ.
కనుక గాయత్రి మంత్రం అనేటువంటిది సామాన్యమైనటువంటిది కాదు.
గాయత్రి మంత్ర ఇస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆర్డినరీ వన్.
భూ అన్నాడు.
భూ ఇస్ సెట్
మొట్టమొదటిది ఏంటి భూ
ద ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఇస్ భూ
అనగా ఏంటి భూలోకము అని
భూ ద ప్లానెట్ ఎర్త్
భూలోకం అనగా ఏమిటి మెటీరియల్ తో చేసినటువంటిది
వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఎర్త్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ ద వన్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్
ఈ మెటీరియల్ లోకం అనేటువంటిది మన దేహమే
ద బాడీ ఇస్ మేడ్ అప్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్
భూవా
ద సెకండ్ భూవా
ఈ భూ అనగా ఏమిటి
వాట్ ఈస్ భూవా
భూ భూవా
భూ భూవా
భూవా అనేటువంటిది ఈ మెటీరియల్ లోకమైనటువంటి దేహానికి కొంత విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క వైబ్రేషన్ కలిగిస్తుండాలి
భూవా ఈస్ దట్ వైబ్రేటింగ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ పాసింగ్ త్రూ పెర్ఫెక్టింగ్ ద
ప్రాణము
దట్ ఈస్ ద లైఫ్
ఆ ప్రాణమే ఈ దేహాన్ని కదిలిస్తూ ఉంటుండాలి
ఇట్ ఇస్ ద లైఫ్ దట్ పల్సేట్స్ ద బాడీ
ప్రాణం మాత్రం ఎక్కడి నుంచి వచ్చింది
వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ యు గెట్ ద లైఫ్
సువహ
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ సువహ
అది ఏ ఒక విధమైనటువంటి జ్ఞాన శక్తి
సువహ ఇస్ ద స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్
దీనిని ప్రజ్ఞాన శక్తి అన్నారు
ఇట్ ఈస్ ద స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ సుప్రీం నాలెడ్జ్
దీనిని ఇంగ్లీష్ లో కూడాను కాన్స్టెంట్ ఇంటిగ్రేటెడ్ అవేర్నెస్ అన్నారు
దిస్ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ ఇస్ టర్మ్డ్ అస్ కాన్స్టెంట్ ఇంటిగ్రేటెడ్ అవేర్నెస్
కనుకనే ఇది ఏ రేడియేషన్ అన్నారు
దిస్ ఇస్ ద రేడియేషన్
మెటీరియల్ లోకము
మెటీరియలైజేషన్ సార్
వైబ్రేషన్ లోకము
వైబ్రేషన్
రేడియేషన్ లోకము
రేడి
ఈ మూడు కూడా మానవుని ఎందు ఏమిటి ఉంటున్నాయి
ఆల్ ది త్రీ వర్ల్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఇమ్మనెంట్ ఇన్ మ్యాన్
ది వన్ యూ థింక్ యు ఆర్ అదే మన దేహము
ది వన్ యూ థింక్ యు ఆర్ ఇస్ ద బాడీ
ది వన్ అదర్స్ థింక్ యు ఆర్ మెంటల్ లోకం
ద వన్ అదర్స్ థింక్ యు ఆర్ ఇస్ సైకలాజికల్ ప్లేన్
ది వన్ యూ రియలీ ఆర్ అదే ఆత్మలోకం
ది వన్ యూ రియలీ ఆర్ ఇస్ ది ఆత్మిక్ ప్లేన్
దేహమునకు ప్రాణమునకు జ్ఞానములకు మూడింటికి మన దేహమే మూలాధారము
బాడీ ఇస్ ద బేసిస్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ద ఫిజిక్స్ ద లైఫ్ అండ్ ద విజ్డమ్
ఏ సాధనని ఎందు మనం విద్యను సాధించాలన్నా దీనికి మూడింటికి ఆధారం ఉంటుండాలి
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ వీ నీడ్ ఎ బేసిస్
దేహం చాలా పవిత్రమైనటువంటిది
బాడీ ఇస్ సేక్రెడ్
కానీ ఇంత పవిత్రమైనటువంటి దేహాన్ని మనం దుర్వినియోగం చేసుకోవటం చేతనే మనకు దుష్ట బుద్ధులు దురాలోచనలు దుశక్తులు మనలో ప్రారంభిస్తున్నాయి
ద సీక్రెట్ బాడీ ఇస్ మిస్యూజ్డ్ వేస్టెడ్ దేర్ఫోర్ వి ఫైండ్ ప్లేస్ ఫర్ ద వికెడ్ థాట్స్ అండ్ వికెడ్ యాక్షన్స్
కనుకనే మనము ఈ దేహాన్ని సద్వినియోగం సాధించాలి
హెన్స్ యు హావ్ టు మేక్ ప్రాపర్ యూస్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ
సత్కర్మలో ప్రవేశించాలి
టేక్ టు గుడ్ కాండక్ట్
సదాచారంలో దిగాలి
టేక్ టు ఆల్ గుడ్ ప్రాక్టీస్
సత్కర్మలు ఆచరించాలి
వి షుడ్ హావ్ టు అండర్టేక్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్
అప్పుడే ఈ దేహం చాలా పవిత్రమవుతుంది
దెన్ ద బాడీ బికమ్స్ హైలీ
దేహం పవిత్రమైనప్పుడు మనసు కూడాను పవిత్రమవుతుంది
వెన్ వన్స్ ద బాడీ ఇస్ సేక్రెడ్ మైండ్ ఆల్సో బికమ్స్ సేక్రెడ్
కనుక మనసు దేహము పవిత్రమైనప్పుడు ఆత్మ నిరంతరము శుద్ధిగానే ఉంటాయి
వెన్ వన్స్ ద బాడీ అండ్ ద మైండ్ ఆర్ సేక్రెడ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఆత్మ హెస్ నో అట్రిబ్యూట్
ఎట్టి అపవిత్రతను లేదు
నథింగ్ అన్సేక్రెడ్
కనుకనే ఆత్మ పరిశుద్ధమైనటువంటిది
ఆత్మ ఇస్ ప్యూర్
దీనిని వేదము నిర్గుణం నిరంజనం సనాతనం నికేతనం నిత్య శుద్ధ బుద్ధ ముక్త నిర్మల స్వరూపం ఎనిమిది విధములైనటువంటి వర్ణన చేస్తూ వచ్చింది
ఆత్మ హెస్ గాట్ ఎయిట్ క్వాలిటీస్ దట్ ఇస్ ప్యూర్ ఇట్స్ అన్సలీడ్ ఎటర్నల్ బ్లెమిష్లెస్ ఇమ్మోర్టల్
Thank you. शांति प्रेम स्वरूपा प्रशांति निलया देवा
सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम स्वरूपा प्रशांति निलया देवा
सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम स्वरूपा శాంతి నిలయ దేవా
We'll be right back. Hare Ram.
Jai Jai Shri Ram, Sai Hare Ram.
Jai Jai Shri Ram, Sai Hare Ram.
Jai Jai Shri Ram, Sai Hare Ram.
Jai Jai Shri Ram, Neela Gagana Shyam.
Jai Jai Shri Ram, Neela Gagana Shyam.
Jai Jai Shri Ram, Neela Gagana Shyam.
Shiva, 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 Shi साई राम भगवान अपारमैनटुवंटि कृपा दया महिमा विशेषं चेत कलशाभिषेकं मनं चेस्ते भगवान बाबावारु वरुणुडि चेत प्रेमाभिषेकं चेयिंचारु सर्व साधारणंगा महापर्व दिनालालो ఆ రోజున వర్షం పట్టం భగవంతుని హర్షంగా అందరూ భావిస్తూ ఉంటారు. ఈనాడు మహాపవిత్ర కార్యక్రమము స్వామి ప్రత్యక్షంగా జరిపినట్టుగా అట్టి ఆనందానుభూతిని అందించిన మన స్వామి దివ్య పాదపద్మాలకు నమస్కారాలు తెలియజేస్తూ అంగరంగ వైభవంగా చిత్రాతి చిత్రంగా రంగురంగుల విద్యుత్ దీపాలంకరణతో హృదయమంగా నేత్రానందంగా అలంకరణలు తీర్చిదిద్దినటువంటి కార్య దీక్ష దక్షులు అనుభవజ్ఞులు కార్యకర్తలు అందరినీ కూడా భగవాన్ బాబా ఆశీర్వదించవలసిందిగా కోరుకుంటున్నాను. ఈ కార్యక్రమంలో ఉదయ కార్యక్రమంలో పాల్గొన్నటువంటి వారు ధన్యులు. ఈ కార్యక్రమం చూచినటువంటి వాళ్ళు అదృష్టవంతులు. ఈ అదృష్టాన్ని ప్రసాదించిన స్వామికి శతకోటి ప్రణామాలు. ఈ సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమంలో వెరీ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ హ్యాపీ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ వండర్ఫుల్ టాక్, ఎ స్కాలర్లీ ప్రజెంటేషన్ ఇన్ డీడ్ విత్ ఆల్ ద డెప్త్ అండ్ ప్రొఫండిటీ. వెరీ ఇన్ డీడ్ వెరీ గ్రేట్ఫుల్ టు హిమ్ అండ్ ప్రే భగవాన్ టు కన్ఫర్ హిస్ చాయిసెస్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆన్ ద లెర్న్డ్ స్కాలర్ అండ్ ద స్పీకర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఆఫ్టర్నూన్. We pray Bhagavan to bless him such that we have many more opportunities to listen to his presentations in future, so as to learn from him the fund of information that he acquired over the years. With prayers to Swami, we take pleasure in honoring Professor Ranganath Garu, the director of RV Institute for Sanskrit Studies, Professor Ranganath Garu. I have now the pleasant duty to make announcement, with the divine permission and blessings, regarding tomorrow's program. We have tomorrow Samuhika Upanayana Brahmopadesha Mahotsavam here in Sai Kulwant Hall in the divine presence of our most beloved Bhagavan, Thursday, 27 September. రేపు ఉదయం గురువారం 27వ తేదీ భగవాన్ బాబావారి దివ్య సన్నిధిలో సామూహిక ఉపనయన బ్రహ్మోపదేశ మహోత్సవ కార్యక్రమం నిర్వహింపబడుతుంది. ద మార్నింగ్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ కమెన్సెస్ అట్ 8:00 విత్ వేద పారాయణం. 8:15 ద కమెన్స్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ సామూహిక ఉపనయన బ్రహ్మోపదేశ పూజ. Between 10 to 11, we have Yajnopavita Dharanam, Brahmopadesham by Bhagavan Baba himself. At 11:00 in the morning, we'll have Bhajan followed by Mahamangala Harati. 11:15, those who are really fortunate enough to have this Upanayana Samskara in the divine presence of Bhagavan tomorrow, will go around the temple and along with their parents in the Bhajan Mandir and proceed towards Peepal Tree opposite to Ganesha Temple and South Indian Canteen for lunch. Repu Udaya Karyakramam 8 gantalaku వేద పారాయణంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. ఈ సామూహిక ఉపనయన బ్రహ్మోపదేశ మహోత్సవ సందర్భంగా 8:15 ఈ కార్యక్రమం పూజ బ్రహ్మోపదేశ పూజ నిర్వహింపబడుతుంది. 10 నుంచి 11 ఉదయం యజ్ఞోపవీత ధారణము, భగవాన్ బాబా వారిచే వటువులకు బ్రహ్మోపదేశం గావించబడుతుంది. 11:00 భజన కార్యక్రమము, అనంతరము మహామంగళహారతి. 11:15 ఈ వటువులు, తల్లిదండ్రులు స్వామి సన్నిధి ప్రదక్షిణ చేస్తారు. తరువాత ఆ వృక్షం గణేష్ దేవాలయం దగ్గరగా ఉన్నటువంటి ప్రాంతంలో అక్కడ వారు ప్రదక్షిణలు కూడా చేస్తారు. అనంతరము వీరందరూ కూడా సౌత్ ఇండియన్ క్యాంటీన్లో షడ్డర్ సోపేత విందు కూడా ఏర్పాటు చేయబడినది. టుమారో ఈవినింగ్ ఆల్సో వీ హ్యావ్ ప్రోగ్రామ్. 4:30, we have Veda Parayanam. At 5 o'clock, the music symposium by Suvarna Karnataka Vidwan R.K. Prasanna Kumar and party. At 6:15 p.m., we have bhajan and prasadam distribution. 6:30, Mahamangala Harati. Sayankala Karikramo, Repu, Nalunaraku, Veda Parayananda Praramo Tundi. 5 Gantalaku, ee Sangeeta Goshti Andam, Suvarna Karnataka Vidwan Sulaga, Prakhyati Vikhyati Ganchinati, R.K. Prasanna Kumar Gari Brundam, Veenula Vindu Gavinchabothunnaru. 6:15 నిమిషాలకు భజన ప్రసాద వితరణ, 6:30 గంటలకు మహామంగళహారతితో రేపటి కార్యక్రమం సమాప్తమవుతుంది. సాయిరాం.